Just one look and you know how this stretch of houses along East Bay Street acquired its name. This series of row houses, painted in bright colors, date back to about 1740. As it is near what was the waterfront district of the city back in the 18th century, the houses were owned by well-off merchants who had stores on the ground floor and lived in the upper floors. These days, people can't seem to come to an agreement as to why the homes are all painted different colors. There are some people who believe that the hues were used to capture the attention of drunk sailors who might not have otherwise been able to find their way home. Others believe that the colors had something to do with merchants advertising their wares with the assistance of the various colors. On the other hand, this could have been the result of a more practical concern. Due to the heat that is often so invasive in Charleston, it is thought that people might have turned to pastel colors to try and lower the temperatures within the properties. You can read in-depth information on these houses in our post, What is Rainbow Row?, using the link in the description below. After, keep walking down East Bay Street, and make sure you're on the left-hand side of the road, and as you cross over South Adger's Wharf, you'll see a portion of the old wall and a plaque. That's our next stop.